You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
What I thought was a nice group of girls just trying to help me fit in turned into an aggressive pack of tigresses licking their lips as they pawed at me like I was a timid little kitten.
Wait, please, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize what sort of place this was when I came in here.
The black girl who had been quietly watching from the corner of the couch got up and walked directly in front of me, looking fierce in her high-heeled black boots and a skin-tight leather dress. There was a noticeable bulge under her skirt that I had somehow failed to notice before.
Oh, is that right, little blondie? You mean you didn't come in here looking for this?
And with that, she peeled up her skirt to reveal a large pink dildo. One end of it was pushed into her pussy, and the rest was perfectly curved up toward her navel. I instinctively turned away, shaking my head.
No, no, please, I'm sorry. I
pressed my hands to the sofa to stand up, but the redhead to my right leaned in and slid her hand into my blouse, groping at my breast as she sucked and bit tenderly at my throat. Don't be scared, Blondie. We're going to make you feel so good you'll never want to leave. My heart was pounding in my chest. I'm sure she could feel it in the palm of her hand as she rolled my nipple between her fingertips. And within moments, the buttons started to pop off my blouse as she tore at it to expose my 34C breasts to everyone. Before I could even react, one of the women was sucking on my other breast, and the black girl with the dildo started to tap it on my face and lips. Red whispered into my ear, "Be a good girl now and show Queenie what a good cocksucker you are, and I'll show you what I'm good at." She licked my ear and then looked into my eyes, and for some reason, I just felt compelled to obey and open my mouth. I had never thought of being sexual with other women before, especially like this. In a group? In a public place? God, this wasn't me. I felt like such a whore. But as I started sucking on Queenie's dildo, I felt Red's fingertips peeling the crotch of my panties aside, and I was mortified to have her find that my pussy was soaking wet. Queenie was pumping her hips, pushing that pink dildo deep down my throat until my lips were right up against her cunt. All I could smell was her sweet cunt. The juices were trickling down into my lips, lubing that dildo as it slid down my throat. And Red's fingers were sliding in and out of me, getting me so juicy and horny. As everyone watched me suck this big cock. The mouth that was on my left breast moved to my right, and then up to my lips, and soon I was suddenly making out with this gorgeous girl whose mouth tasted like cotton candy. Red's fingers were deep in my pussy, Queenie was smearing that wet dildo across both of our cheeks, and then in a whirlwind of groping and kissing, I was turned around on my hands and knees, with that same dildo rubbing along my juicy slit.
Oh my God. It just felt so good. I'd never been so turned on and so excited before. And for a bunch of women? Am I a lesbian? I don't understand what's going on. All I could think about was how I swore that I would never cheat on my boyfriend with another guy. But did this even count? As I felt that thick pink dildo push inside me, I couldn't help myself and I rocked back to take it all in, and I let out this moan of pleasure that just echoed through the room. Oh, oh, oh God, oh, 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 oh yes, oh, 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 I could see other women coming into the room, circling around when they heard my cries of pleasure. Oh, they were touching each other, making out. Oh. One girl would get on her knees in front of another and start licking her pussy right in front of me. Oh. They were all so gorgeous and so free and open about their sexuality. It was intoxicating. Oh. And then Red spread herself right in front of me on the couch. A fiery trim bush that matched her long hair, and the pinkest little pussy lips I'd ever seen. I felt her fingernails in my hair as she guided me down, and I looked up at her hesitantly. I wasn't sure I was ready for this step. Just one taste, baby. And then you stop if you want to. But I couldn't resist once my tongue pressed between those hot folds. And soon I was moaning into her slippery little box as I came hard on Queenie's strap-on.
Oh, God. Yes.
She pulled out, leaving me quivering, and another thick toy just took her place, attached to someone I didn't even know, and I didn't even care. This went on for what seemed like hours, until I was gangbanged by nearly a dozen different women who spent the entire evening turning a timid little straight girl into their pussy-eating, strap-on-riding lesbian toy.